President Milos Zeman made his first appearance at a meeting of the center-right cabinet on Wednesday. The debate, which was seen as a litmus test of future cooperation between the left-oriented president and the right-oriented government, went off surprisingly well. Daniela Lazareva has more.
Tensions were expected to run high at the first working meeting between the government and the country's newly inaugurated president. The head of state, a former Social Democrat prime minister, makes no secret of the fact that he would like to see a left-wing cabinet in office, does not consider the junior coalition party a legitimate member of the government, and has at one time or another labelled the vast majority of ministers unprofessional. However, contrary to expectations, the session, focusing largely on foreign policy priorities, went off without a hitch. At a press briefing following the meeting, Prime Minister Petrenechas welcomed the fact that the two sides had found common ground.
I consider it very valuable that we have had this meeting and confirmed our commitment to the country's foreign policy priorities, namely an active role for the Czech Republic in the European Union and NATO, good relations with our neighbours, and an accent on close transatlantic ties. We also have a common take on the need to actively support the fight against international terrorism.
While the president and government may have differences of opinion on a variety of issues moulding the country's foreign policy, is likely to be much easier than in the past decade, when then-president Václav Klaus followed his own foreign policy line on visits abroad, leaving EU officials uncertain as to what they could expect of the Czech Republic. President Zeman made it clear that he would lose no time in correcting this discrepancy. He informed the cabinet that he had invited European Commission President José Manuel Barroso to Prague at the beginning of April, on which occasion the two officials would symbolically hoist the EU flag at Prague Castle together, and he would sign the European Stability Mechanism, concluding the ratification process blocked by his predecessor.
On occasion of the upcoming visit by the European Council President, I will be signing the European Stability Mechanism, and I expect it will be countersigned by the Prime Minister, who is also due to hold talks with Mr. Barroso.
The other foreign policy priorities which President Zeman voiced are supporting the fight against international terrorism, which he considers of the utmost importance, and a greater emphasis on finding new markets for Czech exporters. Mr. Zeman said he considered it his duty to take Czech entrepreneurs along on all his foreign visits, and even spoke of the need to carefully handpick ambassadors with a strong business background, rather than simply career diplomats. If foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg had a different view on the latter, he did not voice his reservations publicly, clearly satisfied with a promise of consultations between the cabinet and Prague Castle ahead of all foreign visits. On the other hand, Trade and Industry Minister Martin Kuba voiced appreciation of the president's interest in boosting Czech exports. If there was a sour note in Wednesday's closed cabinet session, it did not filter through to the press, and the president and prime minister even engaged in some good-humoured banter at their joint press briefing. The president, who is a heavy smoker, complained he had not been allowed to light up during the cabinet session, and the prime minister countered that at the office of the government, the no-smoking rule applies to everyone without exception.
That was Daniela Lazareva reporting. Now, recent scandals involving food products sold in